Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So I'm going over the word receive, and I got to be honest with you, it was a little brutal today. It's slow going, and there's a lot of receiving going on, but it's a little tedious. Today I'm just kind of meh. But I was reading, I'm just going to go over a couple verses that hit me this morning. If you go to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "All things are lawful to me, but not all things are expedient or profitable." Before Christ came, everything was based on law. Your righteousness, your uprightness between you and God was based on whether or not you followed laws. The minute Christ died and was risen again and fulfilled all the law, we became free. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage or servitude to the law. We have the liberty to go on one once, but verse 12, "All things are lawful to me, but not all things are expedient or profitable. All things are profitable to me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." The thing is that this is referring to your carnal nature. There's a nature that walks in direct opposition to God, and then there's the spiritual nature that walks towards life, and there is a constant struggle between the two. When you follow the carnal nature, that thing that is in enmity against God, that's what it's talking about. I'm not going to be under the power of any, the carnal nature. I'm going to follow the Spirit. And the thing is that although everything's okay, it's not being written down on your account, it does manifest, or it is made visible in your life where you're walking. Godly grief, it worketh a change in your moral position. There's a, you know, that where you have that condemnation, you know you got to change. You feel it. As long as you understand that you're still righteous in God's eyes, it's not that you're not being successful because God's mad at you. It's not the way it works. It's that there's just a season for everything. There's a time, there's an appointed time and a season for everything. There's an appointed purpose for every work. That which is crooked cannot be made straight. God decides the seasons. It's not in man's power to decide the seasons. God does. And if you can remember that, that's a good thing. Now, I'm only in 3 minutes so far, but I'm going to finish up with this. If you jump over to, chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "There hath no temptation taken you except such as is common among man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." No matter what is going on in your life, God will make a way. And it's good to hear that, and it's good to rely on that. Again, if you just pick one verse and believe it, believe God's going to take care of it. Believe this verse. You're standing stronger than most people. You have to renew and renovate your thoughts. Renovate your mind to what the word says. So if you're going through it, know that God hath given you a way out. And there is a season. Again, it might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. For me, it was 10 years. There's a way God will get you out of the situation. And the thing is once you're out, you can look back and you'll understand why. And be thankful for it. And it might be just to build your faith with God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Don't forget that. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. It's biblical. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. I pray that you open up each and every everything gets done, and that you also show me what to do and the steps to take to get there, so that it's not, it gets done in an orderly fashion, Father. I thank you again for the moments of my life. I pray for our business, like always, for abundance, that you continually just guide us and move us in the right direction with that. And again, I thank you for the moments of my life, for the little ones, how much of a joy it is to work out with my nephew and just watching him and everything that they're doing. It's just a blessing. I thank you for that. It's beyond what I would have ever thought. And I just thank you again for your son and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.